You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haben, and yep, you guessed it, joined by Dean Unglert. And guess what? We have the wonderful, amazing, beautiful Annalise back to co-host with us, Puccini. Annalise Puccini. Nice. I know how to say your last name. I'm smart.
Nailed it.
I'm smart. We also have a very wonderful guest joining us from the brand new Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer, or for Poorer, excuse me, that is on Thursdays on Fox. It is Kurt Sowers. Kurt, first of all, did I say your last name right?
You did, actually. You nailed it.
Dude, the first time in the history of this podcast. I swear to God, I'm so bad with last names. It's embarrassing. Kurt, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to the podcast.
I'm great, man. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you said that you had a long day at work. You are a CEO in construction.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell us, how did you get on Joe Millionaire?
It was completely random and last minute. So it's funny, actually, Steve and I talked about this yesterday. I'll speak for Steven since he's not here to talk all things Joe Millionaire. But so they found him about a year before filming. He was the first guy they interviewed. He was the obviously really rich one. I was the last man they interviewed, literally the very last. They found me 4 or 5 weeks before filming started.
Wow.
Yeah, they slid my DMs and I didn't have any social media presence at all. I think I had about 1,500 followers on Instagram, no Facebook. No Twitter. Slid my DM, said they liked my look. They could tell I was in construction and wanted to know a little bit more about that. Within a couple conversations, I was out in LA interviewing with Fox.
So it was all through a DM slide.
Yeah, all through a DM slide.
That's great. You know, DM slides get a really bad rep, but I think a lot of good can come from them, clearly.
I
mean, all I've really heard, I'm not a big like reality TV fan, but my girlfriend is obsessed and she will not stop talking about Joe Millionaire.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know this, but the three of us at least are from the Bachelor franchise. So
I remember seeing Jared's face at some point.
No.
Dean, when were you on?
I was on like 4 or 5 years ago. I was on Rachel's season. And then I was the guy that lived in a van on the last Bachelor in Paradise. I was kind of, like created my own same. For richer or for poorer. I was like the poorer.
That's funny.
But she's obsessed with Joe Millionaire. She talks about it all the time. She thinks it's better leaps and bounds than The Bachelor is nowadays.
Wow.
So how does it feel to be like part of, I guess, like this resurgence of Joe Millionaire?
Yeah, it feels really cool. Honestly, it's so ironic that I'm even on television. I went full hippie a couple years ago, removed the TV out of my living room. I don't even watch that much television. at all. So it's so funny that I even, you know, was said yes to this opportunity because it was kind of uncharacteristic for me. But it does feel very cool. And I think the reason why I did say yes to it was the production company that was behind it, 495 Productions. Sally Ann is a queen, and she, you know, I just got a really good feelings from her when I went out and met her in LA, and we had a sit down, and you know, I gave her a lot of trust. So I took a leap of faith, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah,
that's awesome that you know Sally, because I follow her on Twitter. And I'm a huge Jersey Shore fan, so I know 495 Productions very well because they also produce Jersey Shore. So they're just killing the game.
Yeah,
very nice. Well, I think that you probably hit the home run with them too, or like I guess they hit the home run with you because, you know, like you said, you take the TV out of your room. It's kind of more of like the blue collar that they're looking for, but you're still successful in your own right. So what was it like your first day of filming then? Like, I kind of watched a couple minutes of the show. Like I said, my girlfriend watches it all the time, so I'm like semi aware of what's going on. But you met, the other guy on the show, Steven. And then Steven, right? And then you just like became best buds, and then you go out and you date these 30 women and figure out who wants to like who and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. So the first couple nights, I was so stiff, very awkward. I'm kind of an awkward person anyhow, so it took me a little bit to settle in. Fortunately though, Steven, this guy was built for this. I mean, he literally is great for radio and television and everything. I mean, the guy's just so quick-witted. He's always on his toes. He always has that like presentation voice and face. So, it was great having him there because he carried a lot of the load, especially those first couple days. And then us kind of bonding was legit. That was real. And that was something that the producers were nervous about. And they shared that with me out in LA a couple weeks before filming. They, you know, were very nervous about the pairing of the two guys. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I fit into the puzzle when I did, because they had another gentleman. And I think when they stumbled upon me, they thought, oh, shoot, this guy would accompany Steven a lot better. So. Yeah.
You guys also have very similar like stats. So I know going in, it sort of keeps the, I don't know if the other guys were similar stats too, but it really keeps it like a question mark of who is the more wealthy, because you're like, okay, well, they're both sort of.
What do you mean by stats? Like
height? Like similar type of jobs. Sort of like a similar, I would say maybe a similar type in like looks, like you're the same height ish, you know?
Yeah.
But also just in your upbringing, like watching the episodes, how you went to school, how you're raised, like things like that. I think it keeps, it's not like one of you is from a big city and the other one is from some small little town. You're very similar. It seems like you're very different, but very similar in some of your, like your just on paper, like stats, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I could agree with that. I think, from a background as far as work and kind of the lives we've built for ourselves. Absolutely. We are very blue collar. You know, I've never put on like khakis or a suit for a job. I mean, I've been in construction most of my adult life. And then even all through college, I worked as a handyman. Steven as well, you know, he was a farmer rancher, and he legit was running the farm before he stepped into the CEO position. So, you know, he is a hard worker, and he's probably even harder worker now that he's in a more professional side of it. But, he was a rancher for a good while. So he was working with his hands, and, you know, they've got multiple other companies. They have a construction company. They've got an underground utility company. They've got some car washes that they, this new franchise that they're starting that they're blowing up over the East Coast right now. So they are the real deal.
Busy guy. I want to go back real quick to what you were saying earlier about you guys becoming friends. So the production company wanted you guys to get along, right? There wasn't any like desire for you guys to like have any animosity towards each other.
No, they wanted us to get along. They wanted a camaraderie. They wanted, so Sally Ann, her vision was, she said the problem when she did The Bachelor back in the day, she did the first couple seasons. She said that the best conversations that would happen were always between the bachelor and then maybe a male producer, but they could never get those on camera. Right. Mm-hmm. So she was trying to find the dynamic where you get those conversations and then you could put them on camera. So I think that's why she wanted the two supporting roles.
Well, I'll tell you what, from my personal experience, this doesn't even hold a candle to what you're going through with Joe Millionaire. But when I host this podcast alone, I am miserable. When Jared's here to host this podcast with me, it is so much better for so many reasons. And I think it's just so nice to like, yeah, to have that like outlet or like resource there for you to like just talk to and unload on and, you know, bounce ideas off of and all that kind of stuff.
I really like it from a viewer standpoint too. Like I love just seeing, cause you guys obviously are going through this together. And so talking to a producer, I feel like sometimes you are giving a little bit of a, you know, being also in a role of like speaking to producers versus speaking to other castmates, you're going to speak to them a little bit differently, but like, it's nice to have somebody who's like in the same role with you that you can relate to and like bounce ideas off of and kind of like have that, yeah, I think I'm watching it and I'm like, I'm really enjoying. I agree with Kaylin Dean because I'm like, man, even their beds look more comfortable. Like, this, and I also, I feel like it's sort of, it's like the combination of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise together. So I don't know how familiar you are with like the spinoff of Bachelor in Paradise, but but like in Bachelor in Paradise, it's like almost equal part girls and guys. And so you're like hanging out, you're living together. And just watching Joe Millionaire, you still have that like separation, but you're like, you know, like you come down and bring the girls cookies or like you do different things where it's a little bit more spontaneous. It seems like you can actually get to know people. Like on Bachelor in Paradise, personally, I feel like you get to know people a lot better because you get more time.
Yeah, yeah, a little more freedom, not as structured.
Yeah, and I also feel like the way that they structure, and I don't know if this changes throughout the season, but the way that it structures like one-on-one dates and things like that, it kind of gives maybe people that you wouldn't have put in the position of a one-on-one date to like get a one-on-one date. They do it sort of, and again, like I don't know if this is going to change throughout the season, but for Dean and Jared, like, they kind of do it in a competition style. So it's like, if somebody wins something, maybe they're the one that gets the one-on-one date. So maybe it's like somebody who's like low on your list, but then you actually get to know them more, which I think is such a cool thing.
Yeah. Honestly, it could have been, you know, it could have been even longer. We didn't get to know some of these women as, you know, I wished I would have because, you know, this is the nature of this game or this experiment. You know, you're speed dating these women. People aren't always the best at presenting who they are on those initial interactions. So it was tough. You know, and now looking back on some of the show, I'm seeing some qualities about women that I didn't see when we're filming or during the show. And I'm seeing some qualities that I really like or some qualities that I don't like. So it is interesting watching back in this perspective.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What was it like going from a guy that purposefully tried to disconnect himself, like you said, you took your TV out of your living room, to then trying to build a romantic connection, kissing girls, like with cameras all around you, producers all around you? What was that like transition like?
Well, I think you can tell from the show, and it was very stressful for me, to be honest. And, you know, that whole, the whole ordeal was stressful on me. And then I'm running a company back home and trying to manage that. And unfortunately, they allow Steve and I both to work for 2 hours every morning. So from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., we'd get our phones, we'd get our computers, and we'd crunch out as much work as we could. And then from like 8 to 8:30, we'd get a quick 30-minute workout. And then, you know, we'd be in the chair by 9 a.m. doing interviews. So the structure of the day was very, very rigid and long. We were always busy doing something. And then we both had all those external stressors that we're still dealing with back home. So
how did your like clientele or like coworkers or employees react to you being on the show?
So I sat down everybody I was contracted with at the time, all my clients, and because it came at me so quick. And so I just was honest about, hey, look, I got this opportunity. I don't even know if I'm going to take it yet, but if I do, you know, how do you guys feel about it? And luckily all my clients were super chill about it. I mean, honestly, the one, I'm doing a historic renovation, for some clients of mine, and they kind of pushed me to do it. They're like, don't let us hold you back. And fortunately I just hired a superintendent to cover the field for me. So, you know, I left some people behind, to manage the work for me while I was gone, but it was still a, you know, to step away from a business. And I just started my business not even 2 years ago. So I've only been in business for myself not that long. I had to take the scales out and you know, weigh the pros and the cons.
I think you made the right choice. I think there's going to be a lot of new business to be drummed up after the fact too.
For sure. Yeah.
1,000%. So was there ever a point where you and Steve were interested in the same girl?
Yeah.
How the hell? I mean, without spoiling anything.
You know, I mean, I grew up in a big family of brothers, so I'm used to sharing, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
That's fair.
Did you ever feel like, because you weren't the millionaire, and I'm sure you do well for yourself, but like, when I went on The Bachelorette, I was making like $45,000, $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
And I'm surrounded by all these dudes who are, I feel like, taller than me, better looking than me, and more successful than me. I remember like one guy one morning, he's like, oh, I had to, he had to transfer $70,000 in his bank account towards his company. And I was like, holy shit. Like, you have that much money in your bank account?
Yeah.
I was like, why would this woman ever want to be with me? Did you ever like get that insecurity? Cause I got it all the time.
You know, I think I'm a little different than most men. So I checked my pride at the door many years ago. And no, I'm happy for the life I've built for myself and the success I've created for myself. So I'm not really intimidated by men like Steven, but you know, I'm rather inspired by them and I want to learn from them. And that's exactly what I use this experience to do. I mean, the whole time we were up at the guest house, we were just talking shop and business. And to your point, there was one moment I was bitching about losing a bunch of money on crypto. A bunch of money to me, I lost like $4,000. And he goes, dude, and shows me his, he lost like a couple hundred thousand.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, all right, well, you know.
Could be worse. Could be worse. Jared, to your point too, I know we've talked about this before, but same with me. I had like $40 in my checking account. I was like, man, why would anyone ever want to choose me over this doctor or this lawyer?
I know. If she only ever knew.
All right, Kurt. So we see you kind of had like an instant attraction to Carolyn, right? What was it about her that kind of stood out to you the most?
It was just an energy. I don't know. I looked at her aesthetically. She is, you know, the type of woman that typically I'm into, you know, darker skin, brunette. And so there is that, you know, initial attraction, but there was just this, honestly, this energy between us. And I mean, that was real. We couldn't stop looking at each other and everybody felt it.
Yeah. So I guess we can kind of look forward to seeing that unfold a little bit more as the season goes on.
Yeah. The relationship is starting to sour already.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's always interesting. The ones that seem to spark right away also tend to die out just as quick sometimes.
Yeah.
It's that quick flame. But it is like that chemistry thing is so, I mean, you can feel it through the screen, like watching it. I'm like, oh my God, I was attracted to her. Like just the way that, like, I'm like, is there a light around her? But it is so interesting once you start to get to know people more and, you know, as like things unfold, people get more comfortable or uncomfortable, like how quickly dynamics can change under that pressure cooker environment.
Absolutely. And it is a pressure cooker. That's it. And, you know, it's so messed up. Like this is not right in the world. Right. But on Joe Millionaire or The Bachelor, it's right. So I think everybody realizes that when they're there and they're trying to deal with this, you know, this is not right dating, you know, 10 women at the same time. Or for me, I mean, really, I was only trying to date, a lot of the women would get mad at me because, and the producers were too, because I wasn't initiating conversations with other women. I wasn't pulling other women away because, you know, having two or three was enough for me. And they're like, no, you have to date everybody. Like the show's going to be a flop if you don't go date everybody. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's just,
it was kind of a riot watching it because coming from the Bachelor world, watching you struggle through that and be like, and then there was that conversation between Carolyn and I forget what her name
Amanda.
And, and these two girls are talking about like, well, I know that you kind of like him and I already kissed him. And so maybe I'll back off. I'm like, oh my God, this would never happen. Like just because you're friends with somebody in the Bachelor world, it's like, if I want this, or if I'm curious, I'm going for it. You know, you have to have that.
I know. Like, we didn't know. I don't think any of us knew, you know, really what we were getting ourselves into. Somebody, I saw a tweet the other day. It was really funny. It said, it feels as, I'm paraphrasing here, it's like, it feels as the whole cast from Joe Millionaire has never watched reality TV before. And I said, that is remarkably accurate. Like literally none of us have.
Did you watch the original Joe Millionaire just to like see what it was all about?
No, we didn't even know it was Joe Millionaire until we got there. They lied. They said it was Love for Real. And the premise was, it was the whole cast was entrepreneurs, and that money has always gotten in the way of relationships. So they were going to put two entrepreneurs, one really wealthy, one not, and then a bunch of women of entrepreneurs and see what happens. And that was pretty much all they gave us to get us down there.
Which is like basically close enough, I guess, that you're just a different name.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. What was it? Was it hard keeping a secret the entire time? Because whenever I think of that stuff, like, I think once you get to a certain point, the girls stop caring as much. But I would say like the first night, it's probably front of mind, like which one is the super wealthy one and which one isn't, right? Was it always difficult to kind of keep that secret, or did it kind of fade away like and became just second nature at one point?
I think it was more difficult for Steven. You know, it was hard for him not to talk about all the businesses. And he recently started a meat snack company. Which is doing really well. And I know he's really proud of that. And then he, just this past year, it started McBee Coffee and Car Wash, or maybe 2 years ago, but they're just really now expanding. So he had a lot of stuff going on, new stuff going on that I'm sure he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, because that'd be a dead giveaway, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it was definitely more hard for him. For me,
right.
You know, I don't know, women stop prying into me. Or maybe I was just good at deflecting.
That's probably what it was. But I definitely could imagine for him, like, you know, his companies are such a big part of his life. And then he's just like not allowed to really talk about them too much. Yeah. So that's got to be pretty challenging for sure.
For sure. For sure. I mean, yeah, it's not that he identifies by him, but it's taken a lot of hard work and dedication to build these companies. So something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
All right, Kurt, before we let you go, can you tease us anything that's going to be happening on Joe Millionaire? Because it's not too often we get somebody who's currently in the show airing. Usually it's like they just drop all the episodes and then, you know, we talk to them afterwards. But now it's like, what the hell's going to happen?
I don't know. Honestly, it's pretty dramatic. I don't know what I can tease, what I can't tease. But yes, stay tuned. I don't think it's going to turn out the way you think.
Are you, I got to ask, are you happy with how it turned out?
Yeah, overall. It's a net positive overall.
Okay, net positive, but with a little bit of skepticism involved. That sounds like kind of what I would expect. First time doing reality TV, obviously, I would imagine. So, like, generally good things to come from it. I think it's definitely a good way to, like, say generally net positive is a good thing. Because a lot of people that go on reality TV end up saying, no, it was a horrible experience. So it seems like you got a good head on your shoulders about it.
I think that this will be used in the right way. This is going to give me a whole new access to a marketplace that I would have never had access to before. I think just the contacts alone, I mean, being brought on y'all's show, I was on Jason Tardick's show like 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Just making these relationships already is beneficial. So.
Right. It's all about the business and not about the romance.
Obviously.
Well, they intertwine a little bit.
Oh, yeah, 1,000% they intertwine.
And if you can make them both work, why not? Why not? Well, Kurt, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Like I said, my girlfriend has been glued to the TV watching Joe Millionaire. I mean, at this point, I got to start watching that too, since now that we've met, I'm invested in your future as well. So thank you for joining us. Where can we, like, let's say, you know, we want to get more from just the show. Where can we follow you? Like on Instagram? Do you have a Twitter now? Like any of that stuff?
Yeah. I've got Twitter. Twitter and Instagram are both sir_Kurt, K-U-R-T.
Okay.
And Stevens is, his Instagram is just Stephen McBee. And I think his Twitter is Stephen_McBee.
So, nice, man.
Yeah, follow us. Follow Joe Millionaire Show. I am still not that active. I'm trying to be better, but
hey, you're just learning. You're picking it up as you go. Yeah. You're doing great. We're excited to follow along. Pleasure to meet you. You seem like an awesome guy. So we're excited to see how the love story unfolds. And best of luck to you moving forward.
Thanks, awesome. Kurt.
Thank you, gentlemen and lady.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to you later.
See ya. Bye.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right. Well, that's going to do it, I think.
I do want to bring up something very, very briefly that I looked up earlier because, Annalise, this was, well, on a prior podcast, but, you know, hey, what are you going to do? It popped in my head. We were talking about your book and you were talking about how you started getting back into reading. And then I thought about how I had been on first dates before, and I'm not calling you a liar, but I'm saying that I have definitely lied about the amount of books that I've read. Mm. And I have definitely lied on first dates about how much I read. Because it's just an insecure, I'm just an insecure human being. What can I say? Dean's nodding his head. So I looked up something and it said the 10 most common lies that men tell women on a first date. Would you like to hear them very quickly?
Yes, please.
One, his money situation.
Oh.
So don't be surprised if you eventually find out he doesn't have a huge salary or that he's possibly in debt.
Which ties in well to the Joe Millionaire interview we just made.
Totally. Number two, his living situation. If he's living with his family or roommates, he may fear that the situation makes it appear as if he's not able to provide. I've definitely lied. I remember there was a time where I moved back at my parents' just for a couple months while I was in between places. And I definitely said that I was not living there. Like I said, I had a condo or an apartment somewhere else. Number three, this one's bullshit. If there's another woman, well, if he's lying, if there's another woman, then he's already a jerk. Number four, this one I've definitely lied about, his fitness habits.
Yep, that's fair.
Number five, his last breakup. Perhaps he was a cheater or the one to blame in the last relationship, or maybe his partner really broke his heart. I'm not sure if I've ever lied about this, but I know friends that have definitely lied. They're like explaining the situation to someone. And I'm like, bro, that is not how it went down. I'm not going to call you out, but...
Yeah, younger me, late teens me would lie about it, but I've since come around to the way of the truth.
Number six, his past. If he's got a former addiction, perhaps cheated on a spouse, coming out clean about it. Seven, his job. It's not going to be an outright lie, but if he tells you he's a doctor and he's a janitor, that probably won't happen, but he might stretch the truth slightly to make himself sound better.
Okay.
Yeah, I've definitely embellished like my responsibilities.
Yeah.
Eight, his track record of commitment. Unless he's a solid guy who sticks to monogamous relationships, he's going to avoid too much scrutiny of his track record. This is what we've talked about, Dean, about how guys have definitely lied about how many people they've been with in the past. Nine, his friends. He'll talk about his friends, but he won't mention if some of them are particularly troublesome.
Mm-hmm. I still do that.
I don't know if I've ever lied about that.
Oh,
have you lied about your friends? I feel like I've been truthful if I've ever had like bad friends, because I'm like, well, they're going to make me look great.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, Caitlin's just got an issue with some of my friends, not for any reason. She just knows that every time I go to hang out with them, we like drink too much beer and like play too much golf or something like that, you know? So she, it's not that I lie about it, but she definitely like doesn't love me hanging out with them as much as I typically want to.
And Elise, have you ever dated a guy that you were like, I don't like you being friends with this person?
I can't think of like a specific one. I'm sure there was somebody, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a really bad answer.
No. It's true. I don't think there's anybody that Ashley's like, I don't want you hanging out with this person.
Yeah, no, it doesn't like stand out that I was ever like, I forbid you hanging out with this person.
Yeah. I'm not forbidden, by the way. I just it's a sensitive subject.
And number 10, his real intentions. Well, that's obvious. So here's a story. I went out with this guy who stressed how he was very busy. I thought nothing of it. I'm a single parent. Well, that changes the game. I'm also very busy. We made plans for a second date. Before we went out, he started to express what he was looking for since he was busy. Oh, he did the whole I'm not ready to be in a relationship type thing.
Hmm.
That's such, I don't ever really buy that. That's a different conversation for a different podcast, but I'm not a big buyer in I'm not ready for a relationship. No, you're not ready for a relationship with that person.
Right. If you cared enough about someone or something, you would find a way to make it work. And that's basically as simple as that. I thought you were going to make one of those. I know the reason you looked it up was because of the reading habits thing, but I thought one of them would have been, how often do you read?
Me too. I was waiting.
I know. Yeah. I thought that would be a number one lie, because I was thinking about like, what did I lie about on first dates, or what did I embellish? And that would definitely be one of them.
I think I lie to myself about how often I read. I used to read like a book a month, which I was like pretty proud of. Like, I'm not a big reader. I hate reading, but I would like force myself to read one book a month, and I haven't read a full book in probably like 2 years. So I think I need to get back on that. Maybe I'll read Annalise's to get back into it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to like finish it all at once. That's kind of the beauty of it. You can read a little bit. You can go and check out one poem if you're in a certain mood.
I'm like a serial. I don't like that. I mean, I think it's great. Don't get me wrong, but this is why I don't like it. Cause I've got a serial habit of starting things and not finishing them ever. I've got six projects going on in the house that I've maybe gotten up to like 60% complete. I have like seven books that I'm like 50 pages into. It's like, why don't I just finish a book and then move on to the next one?
No, but that's the thing. All of mine is art there. It's like poems or spoken word, which is like, it's a little hard to relate sometimes onto the page, but, or it's like a little bit of backstory and interesting stories. So I feel like it is that it's the, for the brains like you, like that's my brain. I have a really hard time for me. Like if I start reading a book by the time I'm on chapter two, I have to start all over again. I have no idea what I read. Like my, that's just how my brain works. So I need like little snippets, little nuggets of the reading. And then I'm like, okay, I feel like I did something. I feel accomplished. I learned something. Reading is just, yeah, I really wish I did more reading, but I think something I realized in writing my book is how much it's also, it's like the voice. It's kind of like with Kurt saying that chemistry that he had with Carolyn, like it's sometimes you just, it's a certain somebody speaking directly to you. Like it's some, it's like that chemistry, even with reading. And I had that happen last year with a book where it was the first book that I had read all the way straight through from front to back. And I think it was just because like the way that they spoke was the language that I understood. And so I think sometimes it's just like, it's finding that, that thing, that person, whatever that you connect to, that you relate to, that makes you invested and want to have, want to do more and like read more. But that doesn't, that's really rare for me in also, relationships and books.
I think there's a flaw in our education system because I think they don't do a good enough job of instilling reading things that you like reading as a kid, because you always read like textbooks and things that you dislike. And so you just grow this natural like disdain towards reading. Not everyone, obviously, there's a lot of great readers out there and stuff, but I would say like generally speaking, like the three of us, for instance, you know, none of us, maybe for whatever reason, we don't like reading so much, but
I read.
You read. I know you read menus. You read.
I read Tom Brady listings. Magazines. I read ingredients for when I have to purchase prosciutto.
Dunkin' Donuts orders. There's this one quote that I've shared on this podcast before, but I like it a lot. It's he says, read what you love until you love to read. And I think that says a lot, you know. So like Annalise, to your point earlier, you were saying you were reading that book that they spoke your language. You find enough of that stuff and you just read it and read it and read it until eventually you just pick up the habit of reading often enough until you love to read. I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, but you have to find the things that you just like to read. Like I like to read. I found that I really like to read stories about startup companies in Silicon Valley. That's very fascinating to me. I've read many books on that.
That is going to do it for this week's episode. It was a great episode. Thank you guys for joining us this week. It was a great episode.
We'll end there.
If you hadn't had the chance, go back and listen to our first episode with Annalise co-hosting with us. That came out on January 30th. Thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it. Annalise, thank you for co-hosting with us.
Thank you, Annalise.
You can say anything you want. Take as much time. Take as much time as you need.
Thank you for having me, first off. And then also, if you don't like reading or if you do love reading, then please check out my book, AP Unwritten. And that's it.
AP Unwritten. February. Dropping undetermined in February.
Yeah.
That's
because there's a shipping shortage, a cream paper shortage in North America. So my shipping has changed. So
it's a shortage of everything right now. It's insanity.
A shortage of everywhere. But that's why it's a little bit of a question mark. So I'm sorry. But when I know, you guys will be the first to know. So if you're following me on my personal Instagram, Annalise P or AP underscore unwritten, you will be the first to know when it is available to buy.
I love it. Keep the mystery alive. When will we get it? We're all waiting for it. It's like it's a random drop. It's going to happen one of these days. Keep your eyes peeled.
Tower of Terror.
Yeah. I feel like Taylor Swift. I feel like this is the kind of thing she does. I'm going to start dropping hints on when it's going to be available.
Nice.
Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes peeled. AP Unwritten, due in February sometime. We can't wait to read it.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.